Well, welcome to our continued study of 1 Thessalonians. We're looking today at chapter 2 and continuing our work beginning in verse 13. We had previously looked at verses 7 through 12, noting that there are two examples of the type of encouragement, care, love, nurture that each of us is responsible for in Christ. As a mother cares for her children, so we cared for you, Paul says, talking about caring for the church that is being persecuted in Thessalonica. As well, he says that we deal with you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. So each of us has a responsibility in the body of Christ to be nurturing, caring, encouraging one another. It's not simply that we come to be encouraged, we come to learn to become encouragers as well. He continues, he says in verse 13, "And we thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe." This paradigm is one that demonstrates for us Paul's concept that the word of God is living and active, and that it is in us producing change, moving us forward, helping us to grow. And we thank God continually. Why? Because when you received the word of God, you didn't just think of it as human wisdom or something wise to do, but you thought of it as the actual word of God, which indeed is at work in you who believe. In other words, the word of God is producing change. It is helping you to be that more nurturing, caring, encouraging Christian. We don't have license to go out and judge others and criticize others. Jesus, though, tells us that we should get the mote out of our own eye. We do have license to self-assess. We do have license to look at ourselves and say, is the word of God active in me? Am I becoming more sensitive to the things of the Spirit? Am I making the effort to be more loving, more encouraging? Am I working to overcome those areas of my life that I don't feel honor God? If we look at verse 14, it continues, "For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus." In other words, that work of the word in you will produce in you a desire to be an imitator of the apostolic church, an imitator of those who are in the church, succeeding in Christ, loving others, encouraging others. And the process of imitation, of living by example, of mentoring, continues through us. Goes on to say, "You suffered from your own people, the same things those churches suffered from the Jews, who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and also drove us out. They displease God and are hostile to everyone in their efforts to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. In this way, they always heap up their sin to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last." What we want to take away from this is that persecution happens, but we're not alone. We are part of a body. We are part of a communion with God, with the Holy Spirit. And as the Word of God works in us, and as we continue to encourage others, as we continue to witness for Jesus Christ, we may be victims of persecution, rejection. People may laugh at us or disdain us, but that should not stop us. Rather, we should be encouraged to know that we are part of a long history of those who love God more than self and who are willing to bear their cross each and every day. This battle, this spiritual battle to suppress the love of Christ, is why we need to be nurturing, encouraging, loving, and why we need to allow the Word of God to be active within us, working, moving, changing, teaching. If you feel that you are stagnant in your relationship with God, perhaps it has something to do with the Word of God not actively working through you to produce change, produce a mindset that allows you to do the things that Jesus encourages us to do. And what does he encourage us to do? To love the Lord our God with all our heart, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Have a great Sunday.